Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color, in full color. So I want to bid you a good evening, the 20th of January. Peace, love, and blessings. We have another day. We have another way to be in harmony with each other. You know, you look at life. Life can be so sudden. You know, you never know what can show up. So, in being thankful to that. No. Definitely. So, when I get started with the Declaration of the International Black Summit, which is who we are and what we're up to, and the Declaration of the International Black Summit, we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within, and around. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, as we come into the new year, one of the things that we were going to talk about tonight is recipes. Now, if any of you out there have some great recipes that you'd like to talk about, please press 1. And I would love to hear from what kind of hearty recipes that you've been maybe experimenting with or working on. You know, like that. So, well, I really want to hear from y'all folks out there. There's a couple of people online. If you'd like to press 1 and talk, please do so. There's a couple of people in the chat room, too. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-9827 and get in on the conversation. So anyway. I'm expecting Henrietta should be coming through. Anyhow, so, there she is. Just speaking about you, my dear. Hold on a second. Okay, yep. Your mic is on now. Go ahead. How you doing, Henrietta?
I'm doing well. And look, enjoying the state of Virginia.
State of Virginia.
Right, in the city of Fairfax.
Fairfax. Oh, you know what? I didn't get that text out to Adrian.
Okay.
You want to go ahead
okay.
and do that and get things
okay.
rolling? Or,
okay. Cool. I will do that.
All right. We're gonna be having later on in the show, we're going to be having some folks talking about the inauguration that's going to be happening, even though the ceremony actually for the law was today, but the actual celebration is going to be tomorrow. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's one of those things that if you can go to, you should. Not like it should, but really, you know. When I look back at events in my life, and the Million Man March is one of those events that I would have enjoyed going to. I didn't go because I was with my daughter. I was actually taking care of my daughter at that time, you know, a couple of weeks, and and I hear that they're getting ready to party. That this one's going to be better than, bigger than the last one. So, you know, it's kind of like a celebration of what he's been able to attain, and not being a fluke. You know, not being just a one-term president. So, it is a big deal. You know, I think it's a great deal, and it's a lot about what our country is about. You know, moving things forward. So, anyway, this is the International Black Summer Talk Show Network. And if you don't know, you need to know that we are going to the Ottawa, Canada this August. And so if you want to check out the information, it's at the website, www.blacksummit.org. So, that is the place that you would go ahead and take care of that and find out the information. And it's a social website, so you can actually become a member and, you know, send messages. It's a social website, you know. So you can let people know what you do and kind of expand the economic conversation that we all are. Anyway. Tonight, again, we're going to be talking about recipes. I'm going to start out with my recipe. I've been playing around with this Brazilian fish stew. And I had it when I was in Brazil. I remember it. That's not why I actually picked it. It's kind of interesting. But I was looking for something that was a stew. I wanted to do a fish stew, and I looked around. And I didn't find anything that I really liked all that much. But I saw this one that had coconut milk, and I said, of course, that's it. That's the missing ingredient. That is the ingredient that I want to just make some stuff happen with. So, and I had it in Brazil, so I was like, oh, okay, let me take this on. So anyway, so that's how I got into this whole Brazilian fish stew conversation. And then I found two different recipes. It was real interesting. There's actually a Brazilian fish restaurant, fish stew, and then there's a Brazilian salmon stew, which is very different. But it had some ingredients and some ideas that I would use in the stew. So I actually made two different versions of it. You know, both of them came out pretty nice, pretty tight. But the key is cumin and paprika with a little lime juice, and you throw that lime juice in there, and that's. Well, there's actually a little bit more than that. It's, you know, ground pepper and some other stuff. Some minced garlic. And you throw that up in there, and that's the marinade. And so you kind of marinated with that, and then and then you cook up the peppers and the onions and the, you know, the different things that you're cooking inside of it. Yeah, you back, Henrietta?
Yeah, I'm back, and
okay.
I'm here with my friend from Stockton, California, is
okay.
with me. Her name is Aileen, and this is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Aileen. How you doing?
Real good.
Right. And good. She's an excellent cook. She's been writing down recipes all weekend. I mean, since we've been here, she's writing down recipes because our host is an excellent cook also, but she's just not available right now. But I want her to share some of her favorite recipes. Before we honor Dr. King and President Obama. So, Aileen, that's Glenn.
Oh, wow. Okay, Glenn, one of my favorites is actually Louisiana gumbo made from scratch.
Okay, well, you know, I was just about to take that on the other day. So, good, that's perfect. So I'm going to be taking notes. Go ahead.
Okay. What, you want to hire me?
No. I said I'm going to be taking notes because I've been thinking about doing a gumbo. So this is perfect. That, you know, it's like you about to drop that wisdom on me. I love it. It's perfect.
Okay. One thing about gumbo is a lot of people neglect to make what they call a roux, and a roux is like a gravy, but it's say like. We don't really measure, but I would say maybe if you're making a big pot of gumbo, you might use a half a cup of oil to maybe a cup of flour, and you would just stir this from, you know, when you first start mixing it up, you would keep stirring it for approximately 45 minutes, and that's why a lot of people don't like to do that because it's so time-consuming. And then, so you're stirring this in a skillet for about 45 minutes, and it'll get to almost like a red brown. And you would set that aside, and that would be put into a soup pot, which would have your giblets or whatever chicken stock you might have, if you have chicken stock. So that's your base right there. So the chicken stock pot is full of stock, of course, and then you start adding the roux into that and stirring as you go. It doesn't get real thick, but it just gives it a really good flavor. Then after that, you would add your chicken and sausage. You can have your sausage sliced up and put it in the oven to get the grease off. That's what I do. Then that chicken is placed on a paper towel, and the chicken itself, you can either brown that or you can just use it, you know, fresh chicken. I like the brown line because it gives a little color to the gumbo.
Okay. Yeah.
So you drop
your
chicken and your sausage in the pot.
Uh-huh.
And you can also add your shrimp and your crab. The crab usually goes in last. Yes.
Yeah.
That would go in last. Green onions, chopped. Lots of green onions. And parsley. Chopped parsley.
Yep.
You might put, if you've got a huge pot of gumbo, you might put two full bunches of in your pot with your maybe about three full bunches of green onions chopped. And you let that cook because you've already just sausage in the oven. And so it's not quite done. So once you put all that in the pot, you let it cook for maybe a good half an hour and then add your crab at the very last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds excellent.
A couple of teaspoons of filet, what they call filet.
Now, what is that?
It's called F-I-L-E. It's sassafras is what it really is. It's just, it's a powder, a green powder.
Okay.
Add that to your gumbo pot.
And
you can season seasoned to taste.
So that's where it gets the green from. I thought it got the green from the okra.
No, well, this one is without okra. What I'm telling you now is without okra. You can add the
without
okra.
Okay.
But the green is your filet and your green onions tend to give it that little greenery, and also the parsley.
And the parsley, right.
And if you like to add, if you want to add the okra, you can. I don't usually do okra.
Okay. I've been down to Louisiana and I've had theirs with the okra a couple times.
Uh-huh.
I like it. That's
if you like it.
Now what did you say the roux was made with oil and what else? A little flour, you said?
Flour. Uh-huh. Oil and flour, like as if you were making a gravy. But you don't want to but it's gonna be kind of thick. You kind of have to play with it because you have to eye it, really. You know, I don't know how big a pot of gumbo you'd be making or whatever, but you just kind of eye it. Maybe make one if it's not exactly what you want, try it again. Because when you're stirring your oil and your flour together, it's going to be thick.
Okay.
And what you're trying to do is brown it without burning it. That's why you have to stay with it for 45 minutes. You can't go out and watch TV and stuff, you know, because it'll burn. If it burns, you might as well start over.
Okay, I got
you. You want to burn. So maybe on medium heat, you just keep stirring and stirring and listen to some good music.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm going to try that. I'm going to definitely try that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to modify it, though, because I only eat seafood. But I've got you've given me some great ideas
if you don't want seafood,
I can make it for myself. So that's great.
Right.
Thank you.
I make it for friends, and I don't put the seafood in it for friends when I make it for those who can't tolerate shellfish.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can see. Yeah, so there could be a lot of, well, you know, one of the, thank you. That's perfect.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad it was absolutely the perfect one for me. So I hope our listeners out there can appreciate a really good gumbo recipe that we just got.
Enjoy. From
the ingredients that you tell me, absolutely. Very good. Well, you know, I was talking to, have you ever had a Brazilian fish stew?
No, actually I haven't.
I made a couple variations in the last couple of days, and I wanted to create a fish stew, and I wasn't sure, you know, how I wanted to do it. And I was, you know, looking at a couple of different recipes, and I found this one, the Brazilian one, and it had coconut milk. So I actually, coconut milk. So I said, well, that's the one I was going to use. And then I found a regular Brazilian fish stew, and then I found Brazilian salmon stew. But I like the marinade from the salmon stew because what they did is they put together cumin and paprika and ground peppers and some minced garlic and put that paste in some seafood. So you had some pieces of fish cut up. With that paste on, you let it marinate, and then you chop up some onions, some yellow onions, some green peppers, some scallion, and you cook that down in a pot.
Uh-huh.
You know, just kind of saute it and get everything soft. You take out half of the vegetables. You put the fish that you marinated back in the pot, and then you put the rest of the vegetables on top of it, and then you throw coconut milk on top of that and just let it simmer. And
so the salmon sounds really good.
Yeah,
I love
it depends. Now the first one I did with pieces of swordfish and the mixed seafood bag. So I did it with that, which was nice. But then I did another variation of that with just mostly fish, and not halibut. What I forget which fish I use, but haddock. I use haddock. And
halibut.
Pieces in both times.
Yeah, halibut.
Yeah. So you,
halibut. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you serve it? Do you serve it over rice?
Yeah, you serve it over some rice. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Same thing with the gumbo.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's I'm looking forward to making that. So the roux is the key. Once you get that roux down,
that's,
then the rest of it,
the real
you know.
Key. That's right.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
That's it.
Cool. Because I was telling somebody the other day that I wanted to, that I've had all these great gumbos and I wanted to try. Because when I was down in New Orleans, and we went down to New Orleans with the summit, probably about five or six times, maybe even more. I'm not even sure. And every place you go down there, they're competing. The gumbo is competing with the next person's gumbo, and he's
oh,
gumbo
yeah, absolutely.
Different.
That's right.
Yeah.
My husband's
Everyone's
family
different.
Was from Louisiana, and that's why I've got... You there?
Say it again.
I said my husband's family was from Louisiana, and that's how I got that recipe. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, they cut up down there when it comes
they
to food.
They know what they're doing. They can definitely cook.
Man.
Yeah.
We went to some, Henrietta could tell you, some crayfish parties.
Where,
you know, they buy a whole bunch of them and everybody just get in the room and just break them. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And bite the head and all that. Yeah. They
That's
really
right.
go at it.
Yeah. But, you know, but the thing for me about New Orleans is the music. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into one of them little dirt
Dance
floor rooms, and you go over there, and the place gets jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Man. And they start playing that music. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Man. Them tubas and whatnot come in, and them guys get pumping with that. I'm like, man, they be having the place jumping.
Oh, yeah. I think that's called Zydeco.
Well, Zydeco is one of them. The Zydeco,
uh-huh.
and then there's the one that's the brass band. You know, the
okay.
five piece, the tuba, and they usually have a drummer. They have a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually four or five of them. And it's kind of like the second line groups, but it's kind of more of a jazz. Anyway, man, That's some good music.
I haven't heard that one, but I would love it. I'm sure if it's something to do with jazz.
You're from Virginia. You're from Virginia, right?
No, I'm actually from Arkansas. I have lived in San Francisco, and now I'm in Stockton, California.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow, from Arkansas. Okay, cool.
Cool. Find love. I hear you.
Well, do you have any other recipes that you'd like to share with us?
Well, that's all I can think of right now. That's one that everybody loves for sure.
That's a great recipe. No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
You gave me a perfect lesson. Because I was like, you know, when you're thinking about getting ready to do something, it's like, okay, but you know, I need to kind of go find out about that. And it's like, and you're like, boom. So I got
well,
a real
I think
basic.
You'll like this one. And the more you make it, the better you'll get at it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like recipes like that. You know, you start playing around with it.
No, go ahead.
I said, I like recipes like that. You play around with it, and you kind of get it better, and you, you know, kind of modify stuff, you know.
And, you know, because it is such a, I call it a long recipe, if you, you know, chop up your onions and your cilantro, not cilantro, but...
The parsley.
Yeah, if you do that like the day before, you know, and prepare your shrimp, you know, devein it and all those kinds of things, then it makes it much easier the next day because you're going to have to be to do your roux.
True.
Do everything else the day before. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that because the prep takes all the time. That's the time-consuming part. Unless you have somebody working with you, you know. You do that the day before and get all that lengthy work out of the way. You're right. Absolutely.
That really helps. that really
yeah,
helps.
It does. It makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
And if you want to cut down on the oil a little bit, you can kind of use the olive oil if you want to. That's even better for you.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Back
okay.
in the day, people used to use Crisco. You don't have to use that anymore.
I know. I had to buy some Crisco. I haven't used Crisco shortening.
Mm-hmm.
I had to grease a pan. I was trying out this recipe. It didn't come out, and it didn't come out. I was so disappointed. But it tasted good. I was doing crab meat cheese puff. And
okay, that sounds good.
It sounded good. It looked good, you know, in the recipe book. But it didn't. Mine came. It wasn't a puff. It was like a pancake. It was like a cookie. It came
out
like
sometimes you just have to keep working with it. That's what it
well,
is. So you get it.
I'm gonna have to work with it, but it tasted good. It tasted.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good too.
But
that's half the battle for sure.
It just didn't look the way it was supposed to look. So I got to do some work on that one. But I've been playing around with that one. So I try. You know, I try different things. I definitely try some different things. Cool. Stockton, California. So what's happening in Stockton?
Huh?
You said you're from Stockton, California. What's happening in Stockton?
Nothing much at all.
Not much at all?
No, not too
Stockton.
Much.
Stockton.
Progressive Community Church is about the biggest thing going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Because I was thinking Stockton, well, see, I'm in real estate, so I think in terms of, you know, certain places. Now,
it's
Stockton.
It's about 45 miles south of Sacramento.
Of Sacramento. Now,
uh-huh.
But isn't it close to Oakland, too?
Well, yeah, but it's maybe an hour to Oakland.
Oh, is it that far from Oakland? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought it was closer for some reason. Yeah. All right. Wow. Wow, that's out there, that.
Yeah.
Cool. So what kind of industries are out there? You're saying not too many then, huh?
Well, I'm retired now, so when I was working, I was in the Bay Area, you know, like down in the southern part of the Bay Area.
Okay.
Sunnyvale, and I was at Lockheed Martin, but I've been retired for 12 years now.
Wow, Lockheed Martin. Yeah, that's a great company.
Yeah, it really
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Cool. That's very good. Yeah, I worked at Xerox for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I worked for Xerox for about 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah, down up in Rochester, New York. That's where my daughter's living these days.
Okay, is that where you are now?
No, I live in New York City. I'm in Queens.
Oh, you're retired, too. Okay.
No, I'm not retired. I'm actually still working. I'm actually still working, but yeah. Well, I live in Queens, New York. Jamaica, Queens.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of community development. Yeah.
So, Glenn.
Yes, Ms. Henrietta.
This is the fact that both of you are working and semi-retired and whatever it is, I wanted us to, it's like a perfect segue into, hold on 1 minute, I mean, a perfect segue into our next segment, which is honoring Dr. King, which gave us the right to work in certain industry. And
that's
the
right.
birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, we honor and acknowledge the great work that he did. And this year, we are also acknowledging all of the people that it took to help Dr. King with his movement. Even Stevie Wonder for working so hard to get this day, get tomorrow actually to be a national holiday. On Friday, the group, the Love Circle that I'm with, visiting here, waiting for the inauguration tomorrow, but on Friday we went down to the King Memorial, Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial in Washington, D.C., and boy, oh boy, it is really something. I mean, it is really, really something. The quotes, you know, when you walk down the walkway, they have quotes, his quotes, on the, you know, imprinted in the wall. of, you know, that surrounds the monument. And the monument is a replica of a mountain. And they say out of the quote is on the side, out of a mountain of despair came a king. And I'm not quoting that. I need to check that. But that's what it says. And they pulled the centerpiece of this mountain out, and that's what they engraved the statue in. Now, I don't know if that's exactly how it happened. That's what it looks like, you know, when you observe it. Like this mountain, like the center, very center of the mountain was pulled forward, and they engraved his, you know, his body, full body, into it. It is some kind of wonderful when you see it. It is really, really something. So I wanted to ask Aileen before she left us to share her feelings about Dr. King and about going to visit the monument, you know. You know, because it's different for every person. You know, just how it affects you, it's really different. And, you know, Glenn, because we did so much in Alabama last year, it really made me think about that, and it made me think about the Rosa Parks experience I had, the Rosa Parks Museum experience, and, you know, like all of the experiences we had in Birmingham last year. So I wanted to ask Aileen if she would share what that experience was like on Friday.
Oh, wow. It was absolutely great. I kind of teared up a little bit. Then I don't know, that's not time for tears. You know, it was time for rejoicing because he was such a great individual human being. And he actually taught me a lot, especially the nonviolent part of it. Because years ago, you know, if someone were to slap you, you didn't just walk away. You know, you wanted to slap them back, but through Dr. King's teaching, you know, I think we've all come a long ways, hopefully, and that's about it. I just think he's a great individual. He was a great individual, and his presence is still being felt. And I think he and I share the same birth sign. I think
yes.
Zodiac sign, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
cause I'm Capricorn.
Right.
Yeah, mine's January 11th.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I'm just very proud of him, and I hope all the young people, and I think they are, I think young people are really, you know, learning about him in school if they didn't know, and, you know, the world is being inspired every day. Well, that's about it.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. It was really, really something. A lot of people are in for the inauguration, and so they came in early. A lot of people came in early for different reasons, but I think everybody made it a point to stop and view the memorial. And it was cold on Friday. And it's interesting because cold in D.C. is different than the cold in Chicago, you know, like 30 degrees, that's not cold in Chicago. 30 degrees is cold in D.C., okay? It's really, I don't know what the difference is. I really don't. If it's water, thank you very much. Bye-bye. I don't know what the difference is. I just know it was cold. People had on long mink coats, okay? Big mink hats, you know, just. It was a different kind of thing, but it was such a wonderful experience. People taking pictures and people taking turns, taking pictures, you know. And I always liked this nonviolent kind of consciousness because people are very cordial and they're very considerate of each other. So, you know, people would, you know, like I said, take turns standing underneath the monument so that they could, you know, get pictures of themselves or their relatives or whatever with the monument. But the quotes are so interesting, and they're just so in your face. You know, one of my favorite quotes is the injustice. You know, injustice to any person is an injustice to every person, and that's my version of it. You know, but that one—that's the one I'm present to, all of the time. That, you know, if it's one person, it's everybody, and I don't, you know, there's a part of me that doesn't believe that as a society we really get that, you know, that if one person is suffering, that we are all suffering. If one person is, you know, struggling, or one person is happy, you know, we all can be happy, you know. So I really enjoyed, you know, the tribute, and I'm so glad that we went to see that monument, because we were supposed to be here when they unveiled it, but it got canceled because of the weather and the hurricane expected and everything. So I was really glad that we got back to it and were able to visit it. A lot of people will go tomorrow because it is right at the, almost to the end of the mall where the inauguration is going to be. And so there'll be a lot of people viewing it tomorrow as well. Have you been to D.C. to see it yet, Glenn?
I have not.
Yeah, you all have got to come. You have really, really got to. You know, it will really help you, anybody, not you, you focus on your year, you know, on like what you want to do this year. It will just kind of awaken you to why you must complete what you're doing, you know, why you must complete it. And it's, you know, it's just so many things. At the end of every quote, they say what city or what state he was in when he made those quotes. And those things, you know, will remind you of the opportunities that we have now that people didn't have then. And, the, you know, we here at the International Black Summit, we believe and declare that our communities are whole and complete. And in that wholeness, in that completeness, we can generate more and more businesses for ourselves. We don't have to have these ginormous ideas. That little bitty idea that you have will grow into a ginormous idea. You just develop it. You just take those first steps and start that business. You could do any kind of business, you know. And it, in that, in your stepping out and generating that business, you keep that dream alive. You know, you make that dream come true that Dr. King had. Because that business, whatever it is, it can be selling hairpins, you know, to beauty salons, door to door, whatever it is, something that you know somebody needs and that they don't have time to do it, and you can do it. That's the kind of business you want to start, you know, or whatever you can think of. And that's what keeps the dream alive. People gave their lives so that we would have the opportunity to create businesses for ourselves, to create ourselves, to go to school, to be educated in a way that we would run these companies that have been here forever, and with the newness of spirit that we've been given by being on this planet, as long as we've been here, to see all the different changes, to understand that we too can have whatever it is that we desire. So as we honor the great Dr. Martin Luther King today, we give thanks for every idea coming forth through people of African descent, through all people, everywhere. And we just want to say we love, bless, and honor the legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are going to our next segment that we're going to move into. Glenn, if you don't have any more to add to our King segment, our next segment in about 3, 4, 5 minutes is going to be, of course, on the President of the United States being installed for his second term. What a wonderful honor, especially on the birthday, the celebrated birthday of Dr. King. The one thing, Glenn, that I wanted to share about, that kind of caught my eye before I left home was I kept having this desire to know the words, the lyrics to Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday. You know, everybody knows the chorus, but nobody knows the verse. And it is so funny to me because everybody's just singing, happy birthday to you. And then when he gets to the verse, everybody just stops, you know. So I listened to it, and it's really, you know, Stevie's so bad. You know, his lyrics are just
monstrous,
so
monstrous.
Right. So appropriate, you know, forever.
Yep.
You know, it kind of reminded me of Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, their lyrics were like this too. But I want to read the verse or two to Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday in honor of Dr. King. It says, "You know, it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Because we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would agree it couldn't fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came here." I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would be set aside for his recognition. Because it should never be just because some cannot see the dream as clear as he, that they should make it become an illusion. And we all know everything that he stood for that will bring, wait, let me start that one again. And we all know everything that he stood for, time will bring. For in peace our hearts will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Okay, why has there never been a holiday, where peace is celebrated all throughout the world? The time is overdue for people like me and you who know the way to truth is love and unity to all God's children. It should never be a great event, and the whole day should be spent in full remembrance of those who lived and died for the oneness of all people. So let us all begin. We know that love can win. Let it out, don't hold it in. Sing it loud as you can. Happy birthday to you.
and you know that part.
Wow.
I was like, and we just kind of overlooked that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then at the end of the song, there's a few more lines that says, "We know the key. We know the key to unity, to unify. Excuse me. We know the key to unify all people is in the dream that you had so long ago that lies in all of the hearts of people that believe in unity. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us so. Happy birthday." All right. Just wonderful. You know, just wonderful, wonderful words.
Yeah.
So once again, we thank you, Stevie. As usual, you have done a wonderful job. And again, happy birthday, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Woo!
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, now we're ready. We're ready.
You're ready, huh?
Yeah. We are ready. We have been preparing for the inauguration, and see, everybody prepares differently. Some are preparing for parties. Some are preparing to go to parties tomorrow night. Some are preparing for things tonight. Like Smokey Robinson is here tonight, and he's with the choir. And you know, there's Layla Hathaway was here Friday night. She was on Howard's campus. There were all kinds of, you know, there's all kind of stuff going on all week, all kind of nice meetings and seminars and things that you can attend on different issues. And we will be coming to you. I have a meeting on Tuesday or Wednesday with one of the people from that works with Obama. I don't want to misquote what office she's in. But she will be letting me know what initiatives we can support and what things we can focus on to keep the country moving upward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll be back and Glenn and I will talk about it and we'll bring it to you so that you can join in to the things that are coming forth out of the White House. But congratulations to President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama and to the First Lady Michelle Obama and to the children, to the first family, let's just say it that way, the first grandmother, the children. We are so proud and so honored to have for a second term someone who was so well qualified to be the President of the United States and the First Lady. Have you just ever seen a First Lady like Michelle Obama?
No. And I like Jackie. I love Jackie Kennedy.
I did too.
But,
She has taken it to another level. I mean, she's such an example, you know, just such an example. But we'll talk about her another time. I don't want to take away from President Obama.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to take away from him, because truly he deserves every moment of acknowledgement that we can give him.
Absolutely.
You know, we wish him all the best in the second term. You know, we are committed, along with millions of other people, to supporting the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. We are committed to our show being uplifting and focused. You know, we are following the initiative of the healthy eating. We have our shows. We have our gardening shows. We share recipes, and you know, we're going to increase that this year as far as our workout. You know, we'll share health tips, you know, service. We all did service today, and we found a way to serve yesterday. And when we thought we were going to make it to where we were headed, we decided we would serve each other. You know, we would give service to each other, and it just miraculously just showed up. So we invite you, if you did not join in the service yesterday, the day, the National Day of Service, you can do it next Saturday. You know, you can do it any day you choose. But once again, just wanted to really send some love to the White House. Love and honor and congratulations. Glenn?
Yeah, I look at, we've been fortunate enough to actually do some studies and look at some of the accomplishments. And you know, people don't recognize what a great job he's done his first term, and to see what that he's gotten back in the second term, and looking forward to what the outcomes are going to be, because it's going to be a shift. And so, I'm looking forward to what that looks like and what that could bring for the country.
Right. You know, the other thing I heard the other night on MSNBC was that the reporter was saying that Vice President Joe Biden is by far the best vice president that we have ever had. And he spoke it on the day that they were discussing the, the new gun. It's not gun reform. It was called. It was about it's a massacre law that they're putting into effect, a policy about banning certain kinds of assault weapons and things like that. And they did it. They put it together in 30 days. In 30 days, they put it together. And the reporter on MSNBC, he could not stop acknowledging Joe Biden. He said he is by far the best vice president that this nation has ever had. And he went on to explain it. So if you want to know more about what I'm sharing, go to MSNBC. And it was maybe Wednesday, I think, this past Wednesday that occurred. But once again, even before he's installed, there's been another mile, marker for him with this new policy that's been created. So, once again, we acknowledge the work that in the gray hair that President Obama is, he's working it out. He's working it out. He's doing everything he possibly can do with the help that he has to do it, And the International Black Summit, we just take our hats off to you and love and appreciate you for everything that you are doing for the nation, the communities, the individual communities, and the world. So how many people do you know that are here in D.C., Glenn?
Probably at least 10.
Okay. Yeah. Every people that I didn't even think were here are here. I know. when I'm talking to them or whatever, and they're here. They're like, I'm in Virginia, I'm in D.C., or I'm in Philly, or I'm in so-and-so. And I'll see you Saturday, I'll see you Sunday, And... Oh, and another update, speaking of service, is so many people came out to do service yesterday. it was just like in record numbers. And one of the people that we had on the show, Dolores Brown, who's in Bronx. She's in the Bronx. Remember her garden? Remember the garden she has? And she had this piece of land by her house, and she put up a notice. She put up a notice to, you know, to please join her in doing community service and clean it out, because that's why she was always looking for volunteers. She had 30 people, two shifts of 30 people yesterday.
What?
And she was on the news. The whole thing was on the news. She said Channel 2 News. Is it Channel 2? In New York, you all have a Channel 2, Glenn?
Yeah, sure. CBS.
Okay. Well, she said it was on the news. They came out and interviewed her. They played it over and over. So if you want to go to that Channel 2 in New York and see this, you know, that segment, but it's a garden, a community garden, where she had all the volunteers. It was wonderful. I am so happy for her, because she, you know, in due season, and people came out, and so now of course they're willing to come back and keep it going.
Great, awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Well, Glenn, I think
It's all about community. It's all about community. And what we're going to do together, you know.
Right.
You know.
So everybody, take a moment and pull up the lyrics to Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
And read them. They are fabulous. I mean, they're just fabulous. They just speak to everything. And I think, Glenn, we'll close with them. I'll read them again. How's that?
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Great. Well, this is the lyrics to Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday. And it says, you know, it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Because we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would agree it couldn't fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. And that's sung six times. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would be set aside for his recognition, because it should never be just because some cannot see the dream as clear as he, that they should make it become an illusion. And we all know everything that he stood for time will bring, for in peace our hearts will sing, thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to you six times. Why has there never been a holiday, where peace is celebrated all throughout the world? The time is overdue for people like me and you, who know the way to truth is love and unity to all God's children. It should never be a great event, and the whole day should be spent in full remembrance of those who lived and died for the oneness of all people. So let us all begin. We know that love can win. Let it out. Don't hold it in. Sing it loud as you can. Happy birthday. And this time it's 12 times. 6 times 3. No, it's 18. 18 times. We know the key to unify all people is the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people that believe in unity. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And that's it. You're right on the money.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Glenn, for all the work that you've done, and thank you. I will give you all a call tomorrow from the inauguration. God bless everyone. And make sure you tune in. Good night.
Good night and God bless.